It's my pleasure to be here this morning and share with you one of the most exciting projects I have led in the last 15 years, and I'm going to explain why when I give my presentation. Throughout my presentation, I will share with you the process followed of a nutrition project and outcomes of that project. The goal of the project was to increase the access of Latino communities to healthy food. I don't have any disclosures. Why nutrition is so important and so essential, so relevant to public health and to the lives of Latinos in the country. Healthy eating certainly has increased attention as a vital disease prevention strategy. However, research is needed to develop educational initiatives that reach underserved populations and present information in a culturally and linguistically appropriate way. Why is this? Data reveal that the incidence of obesity and overweight disproportionately affect Latinos. Poverty and lack of culturally competent information are among the barriers that Latinos encounter and that contribute to the obesity and overweight epidemic. Additionally, Hispanics are less likely than non-Hispanic white families to live in neighborhoods where healthy foods are available and sold at affordable prices. With this in mind, the National Council of La Raza and its Institute for Hispanic Health, in collaboration with the ConAgra Food Foundation, tested and evaluated a culturally competent intervention through lay health workers. How many of you have worked with lay health workers? Okay. Throughout this presentation, I will use the term promotores de salud. Lay health workers basically are promotores de salud, people who live in the community and who are trained to deliver health promotion programs. Many of you are wondering, well, who is NCLR? NCLR is the largest civil rights organization in the country that works to improve opportunities for Hispanic Americans. NCLR conducts research, policy analysis, and advocacy, providing Latino perspectives in five key areas, which includes access and investment, civil rights, immigration, education, employment, and health. NCLR has a network of nearly 300 community-based organizations throughout the country, and through its Institute for Hispanic Health, delivers high-quality science-based interventions that are culturally competent and linguistically appropriate. So how does the Institute of Hispanic Health carry its work? IHH, or the Institute for Hispanic Health primarily focus on developing community-based health education and promotion efforts through promotores de salud, lay health workers. And although each project varies according to its scope of work and availability of funds, the figure you are seeing on the screen presents a model of the step generally taken for this development. Someone earlier asked a question about developing culturally competent intervention, and I want to bring to your attention phase two and phase four, which are key to develop culturally and linguistically competent health promotion interventions. As many of you may know, Latino is a large group in the country, and it has many subgroups. Many of you may be wondering, where is this lady come from, judging by my foreign accent? I'm happy to say that I'm from Chile, born and raised in Chile, and Chileans in this country constitute a very, very small subgroup of Latinos in the country. The vast majority of Latinos come from Mexico, Central America, and Puerto Rico. All the subgroups have different ways of, they have cultural beliefs, a language that they use when they communicate with each other. Therefore, the formative research piece is key to find out what that particular segment of the population knows about, in this case, nutrition and physical activity. And that information informs the phase number three, which is the material development phase. But our process doesn't end there. Once our materials have been developed, we go through an extensive pre-testing phase in which the community-based organization we work with, its promotores de salud, and community members have a chance to test and retest the material, the educational materials to be used. So with all of this in mind, NCLR and ConAgra partnered in two distinct but interrelated projects. We had an advocacy piece, which is so important, and the program piece. And the first component tested and evaluated an intervention to better equip low-income Spanish-speaking Latinos with the resources necessary to improve their food choices and engage in physical activity. We use a long-standing Promotores de Salud driven heart disease prevention program to run the intervention. Although in this presentation I will briefly discuss the general activities of the policy side of the project, I will mostly concentrate on addressing the program activities. So our objectives were train promotores de salud in three sites on how to conduct an environmental scan and how families can integrate better nutrition into their lives. Our affiliates, or the community-based organizations, were located in Youngstown, Ohio, Silver Spring, Maryland, and New York. Once the promotores were trained, our goal was to conduct an environmental scan of health food choices and places to do physical activity in the communities served. And then through educational sessions, integrate nutrition concepts during cardiovascular disease sessions with community members. As importantly, conduct culturally appropriate cooking demonstrations. And our affiliate had plenty of room to choose recipes that were culturally appropriate using healthier ingredients. Lastly, our objective was to educate policymakers and leaders about Latino nutrition issues. So using a request for proposal process with 12 of our existing cardiovascular disease site, NCLR selected three of the affiliates that met established criteria. In terms of training, NCLR conducted two train-the-trainer sessions with representatives from the selected organizations, and subsequently the three partners conducted training sessions for the promotores de salud at their own sites. Environmental scan. Our first task was to develop a tool to conduct the environmental scan. And later on in the presentation, I'm going to discuss the challenges of developing the actual tool. And the information gathering included types of products available locally, quality and price of products, restaurants that offer healthy options and locations to engage in physical activity. A total of 16 promotores were trained. After all this information was compiled, each side was tasked with developing a resource list. A total of almost 2,000 resource lists had been distributed to community members through our small community sessions, cooking demonstrations, and community events. The three partners held a cooking demonstration in their respective communities, and NCLR provided technical assistance along the way by suggesting the selection of traditional Latino recipes to prepare using healthy products available. What is very important here, the ingredient had to be available in the community. The promotores then advertised their demonstrations and recruited participants. What were the demographics? The primary language for 93% of the promotores was Spanish. The majority of promotores were women born in Central America and South America, married, and 36%, the vast majority were married with a 36% single. In this case, promotoras were very well educated with a 43%, and you can see the rest of the statistics on the screen. 43% of the promotoras reported having two children and such. I'm trying to rush because I'm running out of time. Promotores training. Every time I give this presentation, people ask me to explain more about the processes and why trainings are effective, and you can see the results on the screen. The vast majority of promotores felt extremely prepared to carry out, extremely well to carry out the responsibilities for the project. All promotores agree that the educational material helped them to conduct the environmental scan, and 36% of the promotores reported that the environmental scan was culturally competent. The environmental scan, you can see the statistics, view it as either extremely useful or very useful. The format used for the environmental scan was viewed very positively, and the vast majority of the promoters reported that the experience, and this is key, and this is something that really caught us by surprise because we were not anticipating this. 91% of the promotores reported that they are, after they conducted the environmental scan, they realized that the impact the environment has on food choices, on the selection of food choices, rather. The cooking demonstration has been a big asset. 90% of people, community members who have participated, find it extremely useful. Of those who had reported finding it useful, 43% said that it was because it was nutritional and such. 96%, and I want to bring your attention to the last bullet there, 97% reported that they intended on changing the cooking demonstration after attending cooking practices after attending the cooking demonstration. Our policy activities concentrated to maximize Latinos' access to federal health and nutrition programs. NCLR also worked to preserve access to culturally appropriate foods and elevate the Latinos' stake in the childhood obesity conversation. In 2010, at 209-2010, nutrition was not a policy priority for the current administration. It was healthcare reform. With that said, NCLR also sought to leverage this debate to include provisions in reform proposals that it would tackle Latino nutrition challenges and resulting comorbidities. What does this study reflect? That people's desire, Latinos do have a desire to be healthy, coupled with knowledge of how to be healthy with one's community resources. And information provided will go a long way in providing a community's health. For all of you doing health promotions, I highly, highly recommend that you do run, develop an environmental scan in your community. Promotores de Salud, it's an effective model to educate low-income Latinos. And why our interest is in low-income Latinos? Because this is the segment of Latinos who are not typically reached by mainstream social marketing campaigns. There is certainly a need to design more culturally and linguistic appropriate health education programs. And future programs must take into account the barriers that Latinos face to accessing healthy food and engaging in regular physical activity. Certainly, no program can be effective without having a policy piece. And an NCLR almost always works at the macro level, at the federal level, and support local effort through our community-based organizations. Our next step, we were just funded to develop a toolkit. One of the results of the environmental scan was that promotores wanted to have an educational tool to educate others how to conduct an environmental scan. So we are going to develop those educational materials, and the picture that you see there, it's just one sample of the many toolkits that the Institute has developed. We do need to invest more in evaluation. When we designed this project 3 years ago, unfortunately the funding wasn't there to develop a robust evaluation. And we are looking forward to expand this project to other sites throughout the United States. I have to thank the Conagra Foundation for giving us the funding, and I thank you very much. It was a total of 36 hours, 3 days. Yeah, the agenda included a couple of things, and it's a great question. Facilitation skills, which are very, very important, how to conduct the environmental scan, how to run the cooking demonstrations, and how this information could be integrated into the cardiovascular disease project. And how to evaluate the project, certainly, how to emphasize to participants to complete the evaluation forms. The training materials are not available at the present time. What I'll suggest, though, that you contact me and I can send you a PDF draft, but I don't have them in a hard copy. Any other question? Yeah. I'm happy to share a copy of the environmental scan. I omitted to say that the environmental scan was adapted from the CAMFIT. If you are not familiar with CAMFIT, it's an assessment that was developed and funded by the Robert Wood Foundation, and it's a great tool to tailor any environmental assessment. And if you Google CAMFIT, is going to pop up on your screen. And I'm happy to share our own tool, which is available on a PDF. Thank you.